This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Simon, why did you decide this week on national television Tuesday night to speak about yourself?
It was certainly a decision that I consulted with some other people and tried to figure out a wise way to approach it. But ultimately, I wanted to speak on this topic because I feel like having, you know, a Christian evangelical voice in this space is really important. And the more opportunities I can have to share the gospel with the world, the better. And I saw this as one of those opportunities.
Simon, so why did you, as an 18-year-old, and you're 24 now, did you decide that you would become celibate for your life?
There's kind of a couple of reasons underpinning it. Possibly the primary reason is why not, I guess. You know, the Bible, from what we see in the teachings of Jesus, I think particularly in Matthew 19, when Jesus talks about divorce and then later talks about the single person, but also in passages like Matthew 22, when Jesus talks about the resurrection, or, you know, 1 Corinthians 7, Paul's dialogue around singleness and marriage. I think from all of these passages, we kind of learn that marriage and singleness are both gifts of God that can be used to serve the church and serve Christ. And so one of my primary reasons was, well, yeah, I think it's a great way that I can serve others and serve Jesus. So why not? But a secondary reason was to purposefully be a little bit countercultural, especially when we live in a world that is so obsessed with sex and with relationships. I've found that a great way I can be a voice in that world and point people to Jesus is actually living a little bit counterculturally. And thirdly, I also wanted to do it to support brothers and sisters in Christ for whom a choice of celibacy is less of a choice. I wanted to say, yeah, I'm going to choose celibacy because I believe it is a good thing. And I want to partner with those who have also chosen it but have had less choice in doing so.
What's been the reaction to you on Insight on Tuesday night?
I've had a lovely influx of messages, which has just been a joy. I've had lots of Christians messaging me and saying that they've been encouraged. I've had a fair few Christians, I guess, who have a little bit of trauma in this area, perhaps from their own singleness, perhaps from rejection. A handful of Christians who are same-sex attracted and want to live celibate as a result. These kind of groups of people have reached out to say they're encouraged, which I just think is a great blessing from God. So that's been the majority of the response so far.
Yeah. So, Simon, at this point, are you sick of talking about this subject?
A little, but not overly. It's a little bit of my soapbox, if you like, and I do quite enjoy talking about it. I think it is a thing that a lot of people are thinking about in our culture at the moment, and it's a point of real pastoral care for people because issues of singleness and marriage, issues of relationship, they can be really central to a person's life. And so I think there are some real opportunities for pastoral care and getting alongside people in this space.
So what would you rather talk about when it comes to you, Simon? What would you like people to know about you, not just about your decision to be celibate?
Yeah, I mean, I think the primary thing I'd like people to know about me is that I love the Lord Jesus and I want to serve the Lord Jesus. Like I said, this decision to be celibate is countercultural. And so that can sometimes want to be the pull of the focus on that celibate part of what I'm doing. But really, I'm just trying to live as a disciple of Jesus. And that's what I'm most passionate about. And that's what I'd love people to be able to know about me and take away from this. And I think that's really backed up by what Scripture says in this area. Scripture has some real wisdom about how to navigate marital relationships, about how to live as a single person. But ultimately, the thing that I keep finding in Scripture is it just keeps saying, look, whatever the status, the most important thing is actually that you're serving the Lord Jesus and that you are using whatever state you're in to benefit the kingdom and proclaim his gospel. And so that's really the heart of what I'm doing is proclaiming the gospel and living for Jesus's kingdom.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.